you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. You know, there are days that I really need to give you a hug. Actually, it's most every day, basically, but anyway. I wish it could be today. Obviously, you know, stupid thing to say. I did make a video. Today was George, because George was the one that sent that you allowed, apparently mistakenly allowed him to send a message to me. And as I suggest, I think all the evidence you give me is that he's seen none of the responses. You probably haven't heard any of this either. The amount of hate that it takes to do this, to split up a family like this, is horrendous. It really is horrendous. There is absolutely no love involved, it seems, in North Carolina. Or at least there are some people without a tiny bit of love to work towards reconciliation. And then they're sheltering others that may indeed want it, as George stated. It's disgusting. It really is disgusting. But I also know so very much about grace. I hope that one day, especially between my wife and myself, we would share that grace. I'm going to try, as I pointed out today in the video to George, I will spend the rest of my life pursuing reconciliation with my wife. No hesitation, no turning to the left or the right. There's only one woman in my life, and I am going to pursue her because I love her. And irrespective of what I would suggest is it's delusion or hate from Jim Cross, I'm going to try to pursue reconciliation with him too. Because what he's doing is basically stupid. He's a coward. He is a coward. But grace is available. And I really hope he will take the opportunity. Because he probably has more power within him to be the motivator, to be the initiator of reconciliation than anyone. And to deny that is to spit in the face of God. To say, no, 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 I'm sorry. He's not created in your image. He's not worthy of my time. He's not the husband of my daughter. I won't reconcile with him. That's hate. And I have to respond to that hate with, Mr. Cross, let's reconcile. Mr. Cross, let's reconcile. Mr. Cross, let's reconcile. Knowing that mistakes will happen along the way. But we reconcile anyway. We don't run and hide. We don't hide behind a Talmud. We don't cower. We don't send the police. We communicate. We, dare I use the word, we love. I don't think he understands that word. But there's the grace of the Lord that I'm hoping for. And beyond question, beyond any question, and I think my wife knows this, she has my heart, and I won't turn from her. I'm going to pursue her. My love for her, no matter what she does, will not change. If the door ends up being closed, obviously by death, well, I'm going to go to my grave with love for my wife. Dorothy Jane, I love you.